Hello again and welcome to another episode of What the Fook, where we talk pitching with Steve Foucault, former Rangers and Tigers closer and longtime pitching coach. Today, Fookie and I talk about the controversial decision to pull starting pitcher Blake Snell from Game 6 of the 2020 World Series.
When you were the world's most interesting pitching coach, you favored the human factor, human approach, more than the mechanical, technical velocity and all that stuff. Is that fair?
I would say probably so, yeah. Yeah, but there was a few mechanical things I'd always look at.
In terms of data, let's call it database as opposed to mechanics or mechanical.
Yeah, well, we didn't have really enough database.
Yeah, right. I mean, you couldn't have, but still, your approach was...
Well, you have eyes. You have eyes and you see what you're looking at. And then sometimes you don't like what you're looking at, so you got to change it.
Yeah. But you were also...
And that's what bothers me the most. You know, Kevin Cash is a good manager. And he was a major league catcher, and he's watched a million baseball games. And he knows what he's watching. I mean, these guys couldn't even hit foul balls off of him, man.
Yeah.
He had four pitches that were just ungodly. He probably had... That was probably maybe the best he's ever pitched in his life. And they took him out of the game just because he couldn't pitch the third time around. You know, that's a bunch of to me.
Well, doesn't he get a chance to prove it one way or another?
Well, evidently not.
I mean,
you think they would because he's the best pitcher they got. And then just really it's kind of, you know, leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Like, why in the f*** would you want to come here and pitch for these people? I wouldn't. Sure, they take Charlie Morton out after 4 2/3 innings, and he's got like 65 pitches, and he can't even get the win, and he's winning the game.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. That's what we're boiling down to now in baseball?
It's
you know, that's Gaylord Perry would have killed somebody.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
He'd have tore that clubhouse up, and there would have been nothing left of the manager's office.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
They'd have probably had to call the cops and get him off the mound, probably.
Yeah, I could see him just walking out towards center field or something.
I'm fucking leaving. No.
You're just completely eliminating the human factor, morale, motivation, looking over your shoulder all the time. You know, how the hell can you play that way?
I don't know, but they do. They manage to win a lot of games, that's for sure.
You know, the whole theory of a lot of managers, and I heard it said about Sparky a bunch of times, that they win because of him or in spite of him.
Right.
Good God, man, it's people who play the game. It's not,
I know.
It's not stats, and you generate stats, I get that, and you can go on tendencies and all this stuff, but man, when you demoralize a guy, what do you think you're going to do to his stats?
God, it's just I don't get it. I really don't.
What isn't that also sort of the essence of how you had to approach being a pitching coach in independent ball? Is you're trying to boost these guys' morale and their mental game and all that stuff, so they have a chance to get back where they want to go.
Absolutely, you have to give them a chance to be successful or fail. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you're still trying to win the game. But you're trying to showcase their abilities, their talent, without jeopardizing their health is you know, an issue too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those guys were there because of health issues.
Damaged goods, so to speak, or at least
repairable. A lot of them, yeah.
You know, the stats don't account for the pressure of the situation either. Maybe you don't perform this well under this set of circumstances, but in the ultimate game, you know, how is everybody going to do? Who's going to get more uptight as the game gets deeper?
Right. I mean, I've watched Blake Snell pitch a lot because I live here, and I watch their games on TV. And I'm telling you, I've never seen a pitch any better than he pitched the other night. I really didn't. You know, I've seen him pitch well a lot of times because... You know, he won the Cy Young Award. You don't win that without pitching a lot of good games.
Yeah. And
there might be one stinker the whole year, you know. Everybody has a stinker.
Well, yeah, but I also would look at him pitching in that game and say, well, okay, first two or three innings, maybe he's full of adrenaline and all that stuff, but he went deeper than that. So that's not adrenaline right at that point. That's getting it done.
No.
And so
that's just one of those nights where starting pitchers probably have, I don't know, what, four, five, six of those a year where they're just going to dominate. Then they're going to have probably like 15 games where they're going to be really good. And then they're going to have like five or six games where they're kind of mediocre, and they're going to have a couple of stinkers.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of how bad is your stinker. Is it like seven or eight runs, or is it three runs?
Yeah.
And for number one starting pitchers, a bad game is like four runs in six innings. That's not good for them.
Well, I guess it's pretty evident how Fuki and I feel about pulling your best starting pitcher pretty early in a critical game. That's it for this edition of What the Fook. See you again next time.